this is a guy that can get open. You can't really do anything about that besides try to lock him down, which is not going to happen, you know, especially not in the college realm, because in the college, you don't really force one guy to cover another guy on another team. So it's pretty much a collective thing in the backfield. So we just got to make sure we know where he's at all times and make sure we can do what we can to stop him.
You personally, you kind of excited for that matchup to go head-to-head with one of the best in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind it at all. Not for the challenge.
What does it say when your coach thinks that he's not just one of the best receivers in the conference, but maybe one of the best players in the conference, just regardless of position?
That's pretty good. I mean, like, it's one thing to hype somebody up, but, like, it's true. He's put up the stats. He's put up the numbers. And he goes in every week and performs, so you can't really doubt anything about it. You just got to go along with it.
What's made their play action so effective when they do hit him deep downfield?
The running game. That's the biggest thing. They didn't have a running game. There'll be no pass action anyway, so I pretty much say the running game.
You look at Aberderis, what exactly is it about him? I mean, you know, he appears to be just like anybody else, but is it his technique? Is it the way he's able to get open? And is he kind of an underrated athlete at that
point? Well, all the things you just said, I believe is true. I believe he's underrated. And I think how he gets open is pretty much deals with his technique and things he does. Like, this is not his first year playing. Everybody knows that. He's been playing for a while. He's been putting up good numbers for a while, too. So I think it just relies on his technique.
And what kind of challenges does that present you with somebody like that who can make that cut? And a lot of times it's making sure you don't see what he's going to do. Sometimes people go a certain way to you know where he's going to go, what he's going to do. But in his case, is it kind of you're watching him and he's not, maybe doesn't tip his hand on what he's going to do?
Well, it's all about his adjustments. I mean, no matter how you play a guy, he's always going to adjust. That's one thing about that. One thing I can do to try to defend that is just watch as much film as I can and pick up little tips like where he lines up, like how far he is from the hashes and things like that. I know he's going to adjust, and I'm going to adjust to him, so that's what it is.
What becomes a mindset when you're preparing to go against a team that likes to run the jet sweep like Wisconsin does?
Well, it's nothing really to it, just get off the block. That's one thing we had to work on, especially last week, is getting off the blocks. That's one thing we need to do better, you know. Like, jet sweep, it's pretty much like the same thing as a run play, but it pertains more to the outside guys, like the secondary core, to get off blocks. So if we can't get off blocks, then there's room for touchdowns and things like that, big plays.
What are your memories of that 2010 game? Because that, I know you were a true freshman. And
yeah.
I know you were involved at that point. Just
I don't have too many memories from that game. I don't even know. I think I was on kickoff maybe. That's probably the only thing I did. I probably got in a nickel a couple times. That was pretty much it. I just remember it was a close game. I think it was like 30-31. I think I just read it in the papers or something like that. But, yeah, it was a close game. So,
is that the fake punt that they ran? Is that something that still kind of remains etched in your mind, especially since you haven't played them since up until now?
Yeah. As you said that, I recall that play. I was actually on the field when it happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a big one.
What was going through your mind when you saw that unfold?
I actually didn't see it. I was actually running back, driving in coverage to try to help protect the block, whatever. And as soon as I turned around, I seen him coming, and it happened. Things like that happen.
So is everybody else. That's why.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When you look at Aberderis and their wide receivers, really like to block downfield. They'll block 15, 20 yards down the field consistently. How is that different than Northwestern, who also does a lot of it?
Well, it's not too much different because pretty much Northwestern did the same thing. So it's just adjusting to how the guys are and how physical they are and how physical we have to be in order to attack them. So it should be a good challenge.